Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
You're my good people.
And last but not least, we kind of have a guest. He's not really a guest because he's part of the group chat. But anyway, we have Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's good with you people?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And if you haven't been here before, when we start the show, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, or whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Remote Apart Broke My Heart by Ben Staples. Right. The Full Court Press by Wiz, Big Crit, and Smoke DZA. All
right, Matt.
I've been bumping them heavy.
Well, what about you, Ant?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't know what the fuck Malik was saying for a sec. Okay,
the rappers,
I realized,
nigga.
Yeah, I realized you were naming albums and the rappers, and I was like, okay, all right. Kinda took me a sec. Nah, but I honestly just been reading this one book. Basically, it has to do with my school, and it has to do with business. And it's
how
just,
this nigga
reads. Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, yo, I do reading in school, but why don't I talk about that shit? Because some of it's actually interesting. Like how, for instance, I'm learning about how most companies take the loss in certain products to get people in the doors, you know what I mean? Just to make more money. So, like, one technique, like, let's say a grocery store, when they have a wine on sale, they'll be taking a loss. But the shit that you about to buy with it, the ham, the bread, the crackers, whatever, they about to make up for it, if anything, double.
All
right. So that's what I'm reading. I'm reading business right now. So that's what I'm tuning into.
All right. What about you, Brandon? What have you been tuned into?
So for real, I don't got much time to be doing stuff because I'm in school right now. But
what are you in school for, Brandon?
I'm in school for a PA, known as Physician Assistant.
And what does that entail, Brandon?
It's pretty much like right under a doctor. Like, you pretty much can prescribe medication, you can treat patients, you can do surgery, you can do a lot of shit. But I really don't want to get into it right now. I do it all day long, so I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I ain't gonna lie. But me and my girl, we've been watching that new show, Abbott Elementary. It's produced out of one joint. I think her name's like Quinta something.
Quinta,
yeah,
Brunson. Quinta.
Yeah. You know. So we've been watching that, and I ain't gonna lie, I've been listening to that Lotto album. She got some heat.
Yeah, she.
I ain't gonna lie, the woman I do like right that there, song. Man. That it's the one with Childish Gambino, and I want to say Wayne.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That joint song crazy.
Hell yeah. She a good woman, man.
Yeah,
that's it, Brandon. That's all you've been tuned into.
Yeah, for real. I don't got time on my hand.
I haven't really been tuned into much outside the albums that came out recently. That surprisingly good Coil Array project, the Favio project, the ESTG and 42 Doug project, that Schoolboy Q song, and that Jack Harlow song. That kind of grew on me. But that's about it. So, what happened?
The Schoolboy Q got a new song out?
Yeah, it's called Soccer Dad.
I ain't hear that.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't hear that way yet.
Yeah, that shit probably. Bad. I ain't gonna. Yeah, I fuck with it. But nah. So moving on to the first topic. If you heard the last episode, if you haven't, the fuck are you doing? Nah.
Sure, I haven't.
Facts though.
Wow, Brandon.
So my
second guest in a row that's been listening. I'm gonna stop inviting motherfuckers on here.
But I'm gonna catch up on your shit soon. Just give me some time.
But nah, our guest Kathy, shout out to Kathy, that's the homie right there. She said Chloe Bailey can be on this when it's all said and done, be on the same level as Beyonce or a next level Beyonce. So, Leek, do you agree with that take?
Fuck no. I feel like what she was saying was, because don't get me wrong, Chloe is like super talented, yeah, for sure.
She a good woman.
And I feel like she was saying, like, you know, if she like work hard enough, she could get to that level. But it's like, yo, we're talking about Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we...
like kind of like what you said in the podcast. Again, if you ain't listened to that last episode, fuck are you doing? Like, she, like, it's pretty much Michael Jackson did like her. So to say, I don't know. I don't know about that. But she's definitely a great talent. You know, more music. You know what I'm saying? I wish she kept the cleaner approach, because that was like my celebrity crush like a couple years back when she was heavy with her sister. But like, then she started taking her clothes off, and it's like, yeah, you're doing too much.
I don't give a damn about none of that. She's been my celebrity crush for, well, one of my celebrity crushes for years now.
I mean, I feel that, but I don't know. I like the good girl approach. She on that bad girl shit right now. Everybody trying to be Rihanna and shit. It's getting old.
Yeah. Speaking
that's
of
Rihanna, all I'm saying.
Speaking of Rihanna, man, we need to do better as men, man. This nigga ASAP Rocky done cheated on her. Come on, bro.
Wait, whoa. What you say?
This guy, ASAP Rocky, cheated on Rihanna. We need to do better as
you,
man.
Cap, bro. What? Cap. Damn. You're what? Cap. I ain't see what? That shit. I ain't see that shit yet. Hell no. <nah. laughs>
Like, for real,
how
man.
You phone the bag with Rihanna, though?
Exactly. Yo,
yo is this serious? Are you
yes.
Serious?
Yes.
Yo, is it the Shade Room series?
Yes. I mean, I ain't see it on the Shade Room. I've seen people talk about it, like, using, like, from, like, outlets and shit.
It's going to come out soon enough, so...
Nah, when I see that shit with the Shade Room, that's what is legit. I don't believe that shit right now. I got faith in my man. ASAP, they fumbled that bag. Nah, I'm delusional, bro. He ain't fumbled that bag. Nah, nigga, I don't believe that shit yet.
Bernardo, so, Ann, how do you feel about Kathy's take on Chloe Bailey?
Yo, I kind of see where she's coming from because, I mean, this we do live in a new... Nah, just because number wise, like, nah, let's say stream wise, you never know, because we're in a new day and age where people got phones and stuff like that. But I don't see her being as big as Beyonce, because Beyonce, that following, like the Beehive and all that, and just being like, you know what I mean, just being Beyonce, like, it's just kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like you trying to say, yeah, this is about to be the next Jay-Z. It just don't sound right.
Right.
Yeah. How about you, Brandon? How do you feel about this topic?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know much about Chloe Bailey. Yeah, I haven't listened to her music much, but I had listened to some songs. I heard some of the songs.
She only has two songs, Brandon. Bro, by herself.
What?
By herself.
I listened to those two songs, bro. Bro. I know her shit be on TikTok and stuff, so she's a little popular with that. You know what I'm saying? But to compare her to Beyonce, it's like a double edged sword. Because first of all, y'all gotta know Beyonce came from Destiny's Child way back when she had Bonnie and Clyde and stuff with Jay-Z and all that, and like she has a lot of her history, so I can't really compare her to Beyonce, because you gotta think about it, like, we haven't seen Chloe Bailey's full career and like her progression throughout like all the years, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
So like, you can't really say she's gonna be the next Beyonce. Maybe she's gonna be the next Chloe Bailey, who's like a fucking hard hitter like 20 years from now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that she may be a good ass artist like over like next decade or two, but I won't say she's gonna be the next Beyonce personally.
Facts. It's like saying Drake's about to be the next Beatles, but yeah, he outsold them, but he's not about to be the next Beatles.
Yeah.
Who, right. Who gives a fuck about the Beatles, bro?
What? A lot of saying. People.
Like, come on, yo. Like, come on, man. Bernardo, I mean, like, I was appalled by that statement.
Another thing we should keep in mind too, like, she signed to Beyonce,
that's her protege.
Exactly. So of course it's gonna be some similarities there. Yeah, but for sure. Say, like, she gonna be up there with my in my mind my wife Beyonce. Like,
yo,
hey,
yo, yeah. Show some respect to the GOAT's wife, man.
Come hey, on. Yo, that's a fact. Yeah, cut that shit. But, as a kid, I had a crazy crush on Beyonce. That's just a fact.
Same.
But,
that's fact.
Everybody did.
Like, that was my wife as a kid. You know what I mean? Nah, but, like, man, yeah, shout out to Hope, though.
I was just appalled by the statement because she's 0-2 so far with her own music solo-wise. So it's like, so to me, to say she's going to be the next Beyonce based off of those two songs is no. Like, the talent's definitely there, because I've been fucking with Chloe and Halle since, like, 2018. Like, so the talent's there. Like, she can sing, write, produce her own shit, all that. It's just the music don't sound good. Like, it just don't sound good.
I feel like she's trying to pertain to, like, the new, like, generation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Meg Thee Stallion kind of vibe, like that kind of crowd. I'm not saying like she's trying to be like Meg Thee Stallion, but I'm saying like she's trying to appeal to that like crowd of like kind of being like
that bad girl. Yeah. Shit, you know? That party shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe I was appalled simply because I'm not used to seeing that side of her. Because if you're a Chloe and Halle fan, they don't really make music like that for real. So maybe that's why I said that. But still, she's still over too. And saying she's going to be a next level Beyonce is kind of a stretch. So there's that. And plus, like I said, in my mind, it's Michael Jackson, then Beyonce. So to say Chloe's going to be in the middle, that's kind of, at the moment, sounds crazy. But I'm just guessing.
What do you mean Michael Jackson to Beyonce? What do you mean by that?
King of pop.
Yeah, like the GOAT, Michael Jackson. Yes.
You're saying she's right under
Michael Jackson.
Yes. Who would be over Beyonce in that case, Brandon? Please let me know.
All right. You got that, but still, I'm like, that just sounds weird. I don't know.
How does it sound weird?
Beyonce is definitely up there, bro.
She's up there, but under Michael Jackson, like, my man.
Who else is under there, Brandon? You keep ducking that question.
Yo, that's a fact.
I don't know. I got exactly. Get back on that one, but I don't know.
So, yeah. It's a stretch to say Chloe Bailey is going to be the next Beyonce, though. We love you on this podcast, though. Keep in mind that. So, moving on to the next topic. So, if you are familiar with sports, basketball in particular, you see people have jokes and memes about players, alter egos. Like, you have untucked jersey Kyrie, gang sign John Wall, masked up LeBron. So I came across a picture and it ranked rappers the same way. So, Leek, what is your favorite quote unquote type of rapper?
Double cut Wayne. Basketball Cole. What's another one? I don't want to say backtrack. I'm going to say backtrack, backpack. I'm going to say backseat Kendrick.
Okay.
Mm.
I can dig it.
That's my it? Three. Yeah, that's all it. Right. That's my three.
All right, what about you, Ant?
It got to be three?
Hey, I mean, you can name as every one of you. As ever
as many as you
one.
Got, I guess. Yeah, that's three. I thought that was a safe number.
Mine is definitely Mumble Gunna, 100%. When he like really really mumbles, like to the point where you can't understand it, you got to look the fucking shit up. It's like a whole different song at that point. That's about it, to be honest with you. Other than that, I like rappers just how they rap, but just right, Gunna. Anytime I hear mumble. Oh, nah. Definitely Waka Flocka when he, back in the day when he used to yell. Waka Flocka throughout the whole track.
Yeah.
That's right. A random one. The
Brick Squad, dude.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, bro? All right. What about you, Brandon?
I'll say Mixtape Wayne. Like, when you hear that fucking lighter fucking flick, man, like, you know it's about to be some fucking fire on the mixtape.
Fact.
I'll say how about, like, I guess, Kid Cudi and Kanye album combo? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I forgot about that one.
I might get some hate for this out there, but I'm going to say sing. What?
No, go ahead. Continue.
I'm going to say singing Drake. Like, something about the vocals. You do it right for a fucking rapper.
Boy, that sounded kind of crazy right now. I just let you know that.
Yo, tell me, Take Care was not some fire.
I ain't saying it wasn't, but you, yeah, you sound
about
like
nothing was the same.
Yeah, you, yeah, but you sound like, yeah, like you thoroughly enjoy that him singing,
nigga. Like,
singing to you,
not no homo, like dead ass stuff. Like, he has some fire ass hits on those albums. All
right, bet. I know for me, give me the Heart Kendrick, all four parts of the Heart.
Okay.
Give me Timestamp Drake. He just be rapping on them shits. Well, Timestamp / No Hook Drake. Give me Big Sean when he's featured on an MMG artist song, because he, for some reason, I don't know why the fuck he just spazzes on them shits.
Any but, raw song, that's a fact.
Oh my gosh. Give me a Luxury Rap Ross when he's just talking. It makes me feel like I'm rich for 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Facts.
Give me that's about it.
What about Future Leaned Out?
I mean, Future one of my favorite rappers, but I wouldn't put him in that like category of my favorite type.
I ain't gonna lie, my only favorite project from Future was that Dirty Spark 2.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, you ain't listen to the Wizard or Future.
The Wizard?
Yeah.
Is that the one when that shit's like a fucking
I know the cover is orange and purple.
I know what project you talking about, but
that's his best shit to me, bro.
Deadass? All right, I'm gonna tap back in, but like Dirty Sprite 2 was definitely like the shit.
because that was funny, because like when Dirty Sprite 2 came out, I wasn't on the Future Wave for real, and now he's one of my favorite rappers. Funny how
that's interesting.
Like, no, it really is, because like, see, the thing is though, like, I was never one of those guys that needed bars, that needed lyricism, but like, it was just like niggas. It always amazed me that niggas really fuck with shit like this on a regular basis, like not just like once in a while at a party or something. So I finally sat down and listened to that shit. I was like, yeah, I fuck with this.
Yeah. Right.
So moving on to a more serious topic. The BLM founder, don't know her name, didn't look it up before the podcast. My fault.
Black Lives Matters.
Yeah. But don't even matter. She did some foul shit, so who fuck cares? So allegedly, she's up here buying houses and whatnot with donations folks gave her for Black Lives Matter. So, Lee, what is your take on that?
I got two takes on it. I got my black take, and then I got my overall take.
Go ahead.
Black take is definitely bad, of course. Like, this is like, come on, like, I'm not even like, even with my black take, like, I don't even mad she bought the cribs, but it's like, yo, you could have, at least I don't know of like really much that they do.
Come on.
Just period. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So it's come like, on. Damn, like, you could have did something. You feel me? Now, my overall take is, niggas, what the fuck you thought was going to happen? Like, let's just be real. Let's look at all these corporations. I'll go back to the Lil Dicky video, Say That Money. They was in a Planned Parenthood, one of their people's cribs. Big ass house. Like, this is what they do. That's America. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying that these people don't give back and do what they say they're going to do, like she should. But, hey, all them donation monies don't go to what you think.
Yeah.
You see that number?
That's all I'm saying. It's just crazy that this is the, you know, first time, at least that I could think of, that it's a black person doing it. Publicly,
yeah. And how do you feel about that topic? Bless you.
Thank you.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie, the house is beautiful.
You seen it?
You've seen it?
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, that shit probably
all up in the shit. He like, I'll buy this shit by Sam's stuff too. Yeah, I'm about to talk about it too.
I just be curious with that, what the kind of bread gets you. That's why. And I was like, so I was like, huh, okay, but nah, that's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. I'm not trying to sound fucked up, but I think they should pay that bread back and probably serve some time. Not saying like years, but maybe like 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah, just to learn a lesson, because how are you going to take money from the people that's supposed to be going towards a good cause and, like, not even, and then just excuse it as, oh, yeah, we needed an office. But yeah, that's, what, said, that, that's right? what she said. That was what their excuse was, right?
I don't know.
I swear that's what the article said. It could be wrong because it was just like a screenshot type shit, but
yeah,
I swear to God that's what it said. But if that's the case, that's a really beautiful office.
You know they got a word is special, bro.
Yeah.
Again, right. This is what they do. This is, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is what they do, bro. You now, you know now.
Yeah. So Brandon, how do you feel about this whole topic?
Yeah, I got to agree with Leek though. Like, when these companies, you know, like the Red Cross and like all these big like charity organizations, you know, their owners, a lot of them make millions of dollars off of all the donations. Mm-hmm. But they don't get in trouble for that, you know what I mean? So this is not a same situation, but the only thing, reason why they put that out there and it's actually getting tracked is because she's black.
Exactly.
And so, like, what happened to all the other founders and, like, CEOs of these organizations who make millions every year? Nobody's saying nothing about them right now. You know what I mean?
I mean, yo, like, I ain't trying to get more deep into it because I don't know much about it, but how did they know that they spent that money on that house?
Where'd you get the bread from? Well, public records and like, where do you think they got the bread from? This is real funny how you started Black Lives Matter and
all of a sudden you got this... 6 million for a crib.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I don't know the whole backstory. It's just looking a little funny in the light to me.
You know, she got laid back. I think bought like two cribs for her wife. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, what? I ain't gonna lie, they living, bro. Like,
like, yeah, I think the way they went about it was bread. A little shady, though. Because I heard they were trying to hide it through like some LLCs and stuff, and like
LLC.
Had like other people buying it. It was weird. It was really shady. Mm-hmm. And then when it came out, they were trying to like cover up. Like, oh yeah, this was for doing this or that. So
I was gonna say that's the way to do it with the LLC.
Yeah, they were trying to hide.
They playing a game, bro.
They just got caught doing it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I mean, the way I see it, yo. I mean, I never been the one to donate. Not to sound like a fucked up person.
You said I don't donate to nobody. Hold on.
I mean, like, not to sound like a fucked up person, but like, in terms of like, because in my mind, like, I never like donated like $10 or $50 to nobody that, or like, did a little. Oh, do you want to round up your total to? Even so, you can donate 15 cents to charity, because I always thought, what the fuck am I 15 cents going to do? But this shit right here just fucked it up for all these organizations with me. Not going
to
lie.
Nah, you just have the reason to not get money. That's what it sounds like.
Nah. But like, no, I'm just saying, I just never been the type of like the guy to donate, because I just like, because I always been wary of them doing shit like this, and now it's proven. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, that's true. I feel you though.
So yeah,
I feel the same way though. Like, if I ever make some good money, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna do my own charity. You know what I mean? Like, give back my own way. If I
have let me in it.
Coming around.
Let me in it. Yeah, let me show you.
Hey, this nigga. Oh, you talk a lot. You're like, yo. I can get a house too.
Me and Malik got an LLC, bro.
Yeah, they really do.
Devin got one.
I don't got one yet.
We're
working on
that. Yeah. We're working on that. Pending. We're pending.
The donate link will be listed down below.
Real shit. Fundraisers. We're going to have fundraisers for the kids.
Candy and shit. I always wonder, do people eat like Wolfgang candy outside of fundraisers and shit?
That's a conspiracy, bro.
I never seen anybody have Wolfgang candy on a regular Tuesday at 3 p.m. Like, it's always always during like a school fundraiser type shit. I always just wonder that.
They scammers.
They gotta be.
We just exposed the company.
I did work in the warehouse a little bit. They got like other like sub, you know, chocolate motherfuckers. They make chocolate for it. That's really how they get that bread.
No, I was about to say, because I ain't never in my life seen. Anyway, so moving on to the last topic. This topic right here is what brought to brought attention to us for whatever reason. Yes, you did. Nah. I got the receipts.
Just let him finish.
He said, how do we feel about dating a woman with kids in 2022? So, Leek, how do you feel about that? Hypothetically speaking, for the guys in relationships.
Facts, as you know, I'm in a very happy relationship. So, like, yeah, none of that. But, I mean, me personally, like, if I was single, like, I ain't really looking at nobody with no kid, just being real. And I got a kid now. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not me single. But, like, at the same time, like, I don't know. It depends on if you actually like the person. Yeah, I mean, if you like shorty, then it is, you know, worth it for you in a situation, and why not? But, you know, just me personally, she says she got kids. I'm going to keep her on the side. I ain't going to lie. Damn. I ain't want nobody with kids and all that shit already. That's just my personal take on that, though.
So, how about you, Ant?
No cap. I'll probably go with Malik's answer. Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Just being baby daddy dramas and shit. Nobody got time
for that. That part. Like, for what?
For what?
Hey, what about you, Brandon?
Yeah. I'm in a happy relationship as well, so. I'm just putting it out there. Disclaimer. In my past, I did mess with some joints who had kids. Not that I would actually get together with them personally. Nothing wrong with them.
Wow.
And like,
man, those kids need a positive role model.
Hit me out. 25 years old, most of probably our listeners are like in their mid-20s and stuff. And so at this age, I feel as though there's no need to get in a relationship with. No offense to y'all. I'm gonna get mad hate out here, but I'm not about to get with somebody who got a kid. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's just too much headaches. I'm trying to do my thing out here. I'm trying to travel the place. You know what I'm saying? It's no
just weighing that down. Wow, Brandon, come on. We have listeners that have children, Brandon.
I know they're out there.
Come on,
there.
Bless them.
Shout out to y'all. Apologize. Those kids and do your thing.
Apologize.
Come on, son.
Shout out to y'all. Like,
apologize.
I can thank y'all for supporting our next generation. Like, no lie.
Terrible influence.
I mean, like, if you had me on social media and if you heard me on this podcast, I know I joke a lot about this shit, but, like, jokes aside, one, I honestly don't give a fuck about. Like, it's just one kid. Like, I'm 25, about to be 26 next month. I'm not tripping over one kid. I know shit happens. Two, it's doable, but I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna trip over two either. That's the limit. Yeah, that's the limit though. For the simple fact,
you better support two kids.
I'm not opposed to doing that. Like, I'm not opposed. Like, yeah, like shit. Like I said, shit happens. It's doable.
I'll say when I hit 30, I can say that. But like right now, that's like we too young for that.
I mean, maybe if I couldn't have kids and some shit, but
that's like
I don't know.
Wow. But no, like, yeah, like, two's my limit because, like, the way I see it, I want to have more than one kid that's biologically mine. So she has three kids. My first kid is going to be her fourth, and she might not want to have no more after that. She might not want to have no more after three. So it's just like, yeah, two's my limit, but I'm cool on dating somebody with kids. I'm not tripping off that. So, all right. So I got a hypothetical question for y'all. So let's say you're like talking to dating a woman with kids or whatever, and the child's father tells her that he wants to get the family back together. How would y'all react to that shit? Go ahead, Lee.
Shit, do she want the family to get back together? Hey, up to that nigga. Clearly, if I'm in the picture, clearly I'm fucking her. So if this nigga also like, yeah, I want to get my family back together, nigga, she gotta want to too. Like,
true.
So like, I mean, that's what comes with that. Like, I don't give a fuck what that nigga gotta say. What you wanna do? Right, and she gonna, she also, man, fuck that nigga. Then I ain't that.
Shit. Man, y'all got Malik fucked up right now.
No word. Because you know me, bro. I'm all about communication at the end of the day. So it's like, why does people send you this dumb shit? You got something going on? No.
I see Malik styling up right now.
Come on, bro. Good vibes only. Peace and love. All
right. All right. What about, you, damn, Ant?
Nah, facts. Definitely what Malik said. I ain't gonna lie, Malik speaking a lot of truth today. Cause yeah, that man taking
care of he's open the Bible tonight.
Facts. That man on the roll. That man his own segment. Preach. But yo, nah, dead ass though. Like it all depends on what the response is. It's like if it's like a mutual and it's like yeah, you want to, you know what I mean, give it a shot. Then what the fuck am I doing?
Feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
what was
bro.
I here for?
Yeah. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah. I wouldn't be with the shit, to be honest. Like, nah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if she already got kids, it depends on how deep in the relationship we are, too. Like, if it's like early on, I'm like, yeah, I don't got time for this shit. I could find somebody else. You know what I mean?
Like, real shit.
Fucking real. But
if we like say a couple years into a relationship and he tries to come back into the relationship now and she's actually thinking about it or something, or she have like some weird emotions going on, I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling
good.
I'm cutting this off. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
But now, if she's against this shit and like I can tell she's against it for sure. And like, yeah, tell the nigga to back the fuck off. Like, or like, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get with Brandon for real. Like, it depends on where we're at. Like, if we just started talking, like, yeah, nah, you can have old boy back. I don't care. Be a happy family. But, like, if we're, I'm just saying,
I don't give a fuck.
But, nah, like, if we're, like, actually, like, in a relationship, yeah, nah, geez. He just gonna have to co-parent or something. Unless she's with it, then they can be a happy family, whatever. But yeah. So
facts.
So yeah, that's real shit. So that concludes this episode. And like I said before, if you haven't been here before, we always end the podcast with a final thought. So Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, it's getting hot outside. Stay safe out here, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, follow me on all socials as well at It's Just Leek.
All right, what about you, Ant?
Not much to stay safe, you know what I mean? Keep grinding, doing what y'all doing. Get at it.
All right. What about you, Brandon?
From what I hear, it's a city boy summer, so watch out.
What the fuck?
But just remember,
we in there.
Yo!
Don't get that Rona, so.
Yo, nah. Yo, what's up with you,
man? I'm with it.
Wow.
Yeah, for the podcast.
We
out here.
Wow.
For the podcast.
Wow. I mean, my final thought is I'm gonna need like black entertainers and like athletes to find other like restaurants to get a bag from other than chicken restaurants, yo. Not even trying to be on no woke shit. But why the fuck did I just see a ad of John Morant and Anthony Edwards?
I knew you was gonna bring that shit up. I knew it.
They dunking chicken tenders and sauce, bro. Like, yo,
like it's a basketball,
like,
yo. That was some racist shit.
What's up?
Like, what's up
with niggas, yo?
That was some racist shit.
Yo. like, you couldn't get another bag from another restaurant, yo.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That shit reminded me of a nigga singing the Popeyes jingle for some chicken in that
What the fuck?
Like, yo,
I can't, bro.
That shit just looked crazy, man. And like, and I remember the Paul Mooney joke of MC Hammer dancing for some KFC popcorn chicken. Like, yo, I need y'all. Like, not even trying to be.
But
on
yo,
the
you can't
show,
lie
like
though.
Say.
Like, some fried chicken, some good shit. I ain't gonna.
I ain't saying it's not, but I ain't about to start dancing for the shit on TV. Like, come on, yo, that shit crazy.
ain't gonna lie, that nigga John definitely was laughing in the commercial too.
I was like, yo,
he knew it was some fuck shit.
Like, for real, yo.
They didn't try to hide it, bro. Like, it was a mess.
Like, yo, like, yo, slam dunk. And they just laid his dunk, like, just find another bag that's not from a restaurant. That find a restaurant bag that's not Popeye's, KFC,
Churches.
Churches. Bojangles. All that shit, just find a different bag. It just look, it just make y'all look crazy. God, yo. But nah. No, he's like, that's it. Like, oh, that's a perfect 50 right there. Like, yo, what?
Oh shit. God,
yo, I'm fucking crying.
Dude, I'm about to go meet some chicken tonight.
Wow, bro. I mean, oh shit, you gonna eat
some
chicken?
I'm a little hungry, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
wow. See, look, chicken right now. Look, the ad works, yo.
Yo,
that's why they do it. He like, you know what? I'm gonna go give me some fucking chicken.
Yo, you about to get some Popeyes? Ain't
no. Facts.
Oh shit!
I'll let you know how that shit tastes next time. I ain't about to dance for the shit though, so. I can miss me with that.
Wait, my God, yo. So, I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And make sure y'all follow the socials. Twitter, GCC717. Instagram, Group Chat Chronicles 717. Facebook, The Group Chat Chronicles. And we out.